The Theatre of Besançon is integrated 9th August 1784 in the presence of the architect. Inspired by the plan of the Roman amphitheater and the Teatro Olimpico in Vicenza designed in 1580 by Palladio, Claude Nicolas Ledoux puts stage and auditorium in the same circle. This geometric arrangement favors a better view for all. The public can admire an auditorium very different from traditional ones where balconies are superimposes on a parterre where the most humble are standing. The orchestra is no longer on the stage, but in an orchestra pit covered by a vault that reverberates the sound to the auditorium. Another revolution, the wealthiest people are now seated closest to the stage on the site of the former parterre and must give up closed boxes. Ordinary people are seated in the tiered seating behind them, and resting garrison soldiers are up at the top, past the colonnade that encircles the top of the auditorium, like in the Roman theaters. According to the architect's wish, the person who pays the most will be closest, and whoever pays the least will be further away. But everyone, by paying, will have the right to be seated comfortably. On the stage, wider than it is deep, three perspectives may be presented simultaneously. The decor is understated because the public is the ornament. 35 rows of busts arranged in tiers and seen from all sides, with 8 rows of elegantly attired ladies to form the first rows, Ledoux tells us.